Thanks for joining us on our series of conversations in your life. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello, hello. Here we're talking about money. We're talking about life. We started on our previous conversation with Dr. Lightman, a series of conversations where we'll try to understand this so important term in our life, money. How can we look at it through new eyes and discover a completely new world? So we're advancing from conversation to the conversation. Nitza, where are we headed today? So today, we'll look at the situation in which we are today, each and every person. We know that the situation is very a hard situation. People can't even make a basic living, provide for their basic needs. There are many emotions having to do with money, especially the lack of our ability to get money. And here we might want to talk about where a person is, how does it influence his fear, perception of his self value, how he looks at himself. We have to understand that it all depends on the values that there are. If we say that humanity today is in a revision, change of perception, and it's only the beginning, for the time being, they're discovering only the lack of ability to fill themselves up according to the previous values that we have. Or more correctly said, that those people that wanted to benefit off us and to be the rulers of the world because money rules the world. So who really holds the world, keeps the world, rules the world? It's maybe a few dozens of families that throughout hundreds of years have acquired so much power that they are the ones ruling the world, and all of the rulers of the world that we know, the presidents and so on, the heads of banks, are all under the control of those few families that rule. And they see in what way and what deficiency they have to reach in the population of the world and every person and every place in order to aim humanity to the new values, where these new values will be such that by which they will be able to aim people, exert themselves for people to work, and so they will earn more and more money. We see that we are in a state where these laws no longer work. Were we to develop in them for several hundreds of years, now these laws by which we've developed, they no longer work, as if the world is losing the ability to develop and to buy or into materialistic desires and can't provide us with the ability to fulfill them. And so everyone is in crisis. And then, what new form of deficiencies and cover the money do we have to come to? If humanity discovers itself as incapable of continuing the same way as before, then this state is called the recognition of evil. That previously it wasn't bad, it wasn't evil, it's like any other thing in development. That we develop in something, And we think that we develop into something good, some kind of a light that shines. Once we were in ancient times, there was primitive society. Then came slavery out of that. We thought that slavery was something progressive, something special, worthwhile. It's both beneficial for the slave and for his owner. And that's how we developed. And then from slavery, we developed into different other forms that people, they became more free. It was worthwhile for the landlord to set his slave free and give the slave a bit more ability to take interest in his life, in the result of his work, the product, because technology developed. And in the technological development, the ability to make more, manufacture more than the slave could, by that we become, we need a person who is more free for himself to be more interested in making, profiting more, and then the landlord profits off him more, and therefore slavery has exhausted itself, and we moved on to a different kind of life that's freer for a person, for him to feel himself freer. But it's not freer, because nonetheless, we suddenly have set higher goals before a person. He no longer needs some corner to live as some slave that belongs to his master all life long. But it's good for that slave to have a house of his own as well, and a family, and different things that he needs to achieve and buy, and he'll work even more with his desire himself for it in favor of the landlord, where obviously that when he goes to a factory or some place or something, but he works there and he gets according to how much he puts in, invests, meaning we have already reached a state where a person is working in kind of work where we need his own desire, his own investment, his new attitude toward it, that he has to be like a partner to the landlord. So accordingly, economy developed, and a person, he went into different systems in which he became a part of the manufacturing line, and he has shares, and he is ever more dependent on the well-being of the society in general, and not specifically his landlord, and so on. This is how we developed, and the deficiencies became ever greater. I'd say more and more artificial deficiencies. Not primitive as before, food, sex, family, but greater. And then science developed as well, and science, and studying in schools, that we have to bring deliver a person, to take him from working the soil, turn him into an engineer, into a worker, and so on, for everyone to work in the systems, and for everyone to be interested for these systems to sustain themselves and give as much product as possible. A person as if becomes more free, but he doesn't feel himself, on the one hand, belonging to a certain landlord. On the other hand, we, in the desires that we develop in him, we keep him nonetheless in our hands. And then the matter of money became more universal, meaning now we provide him with money, and he has to decide what desires to cover. So above his basic need, we've developed different desires in him that he needs, different machines at home, washing machine and cooling machine and air conditioner, and yeah, you need a bigger home, you need a car, you need this, you need that, and afterwards for the kids, you need to invest in their education, meaning Uh, we constantly added new deficiencies to ourselves, accepted them as something, and new necessary, and we invested ourselves every time accordingly. And like up to 50 years ago, we thought that the development in a consuming society, it's endless, the development. We'll provide each person with a home and a car and the ability to grow and go on vacation and provide for himself health and pension and so on, meaning that it will be sufficient for everyone. And why not? It as if seems as the natural things that developed this way, and this American dream was really accepted worldwide, and no one as if denied it, because and this is how, and it was good this way, and we thought that it'll develop till endlessness, meaning until each of us will have a private jet and limitlessly. And humanity will reach different such systems of communication and connection and convenience and leisure and good time from all sides. A person will develop into that and will want more and more, that it's limitless. When for the first time I saw this as the American dream in Disney World, it's interesting, in Orlando, in that round center, it was maybe 30 years ago, I don't know. It was very interesting. I looked at them, I was already studying Kabbalah at that time, and I already saw this process, more or less this whole process was kind of clear to me. When I saw these things, I remember myself in childhood being attracted to science, and through science to develop life and the revelation of nature and the ability and so on, ability for every person to achieve something and so on. And then I already saw these things as kind of limping, because that something's wrong about it, because we're creating our... I saw these things as lame, because we're creating artificial goals and things and desires for a person where he kind of is lost among all those games that he creates for himself. And nonetheless, I did not see how could it end. It wasn't clear to me yet that nature itself will put its foot down, will bring the end, because its resources are limited. And also man himself, on behalf of his own nature, will start discovering some kind of an end to it all, that it doesn't provide him, that it doesn't satisfy him. Meaning that a person's desires are not developing through a plane to greater desires. Meaning I had a small car, now I have a bigger car. I had a carriage, now it's a car. I have a car, then I'll have a jet. Or, I don't know, each person will have such a vessel that he can fly through the air with, from my apartment to your apartment. Pretty primitive, limited things. But our desires, they're developing not only in quantity, but also in quality. And qualitatively, where else can we develop to? What else can we develop into? It's like 1,000 years ago, where the rich had a carriage, and the poor, he has only his two legs. So we didn't merit a lot here, but we've exhausted all the previous desire. And here a person suddenly in himself, he feels new deficiencies on the one hand, where he sees that this development is also, it has an end on the one hand. On the other hand, we're in a state where, as you said, that we are in great concern of need for food. We can't even provide ourselves with that. On the other hand, we see here also a limitation on behalf of Earth itself that's limited in its resources and is incapable of absorbing this whole that we as if contaminate water and air, and we get here a kind of a pressure also from within man that he doesn't want it, and also from the other, from the outside, meaning eventually we have reached a state that's very pressuring in different aspects, in several aspects. Where on the one hand, in current society, in the current structure of humanity, I can neither provide myself with my basic needs in order to exist. I can't develop like I did before. I see an end to this development on behalf of nature. I see that I can't provide for my new desires that suddenly grow in me, the new lusts, the new desires that are not on the same plane, that I, as a man, am in despair. I don't want a family this way, and neither this life. I don't want to be in this race. I feel that I am exhausted as a result, worn out. There is a negative calculation in the human part in me. And in the society that is created, and in the nature which is opposed to it, both I and society, where we're all together, and with respect to nature, external nature, that all of us now are in a kind of a contradiction. Man with society, man with himself, man with nature. And here we do not see, for the time being, in the state in which we are now, we can't see any breakthrough. And here is the place for scrutiny. What do we have to turn to? Why examine it, scrutinize it, inquire it, this new direction? We see from history that we always developed into a new phase through pressure. You know, naturally wise, that every phase, every formation, it moved from one form to the next, from its form to the next, from primitive society to slavery, from slavery to, like it was in the medieval ages, then capitalism, now the end of this capitalism, and where are we headed? On the way, also, a few more societies that will show themselves as not being able to bring man to happiness. And it is clear to us from all that's going on now that on the one hand, this general despair, on the other hand, my concern for necessary things, on the other hand, the limitation in ecology and what we're destroying and everything, our home, Earth, we're destroying it. So it's clear to us that our development can be as following, like man sees now. I must provide for myself basic needs. And this is what we first of all need to teach a person. that what we have in our ahead of us is our concern for basic needs. As it says, no flower, no Torah. Meaning you don't have flower, you don't have life. This is what we need, on the one hand. On the other hand, we can't be satisfied by a sack of nice seeds like a beast and water like a donkey, and not to want anything more than that. We can't. We're humans. So in some direction, nature is probably taking us in some direction. So obviously, we can develop only internally, socially, where all of the deficiencies which we have developed, which are above the basic needs, beyond the basic needs, and we wanted to fill them up, and now we see that nature does not allow us to do that. So all of our deficiencies, they have to be, all of these desires, they have to be on a different plane, that we're developing ourselves internally. Not by matter, not in order to provide ourselves with different materialistic services. And therefore, this is the future development of humanity. And we have to see, what do we provide there? With money, meaning the cover, how to provide ourselves for our basic needs, basic compensation for man, and how can we, for his needs, and how can we develop as a society these exalted inner needs and show a person how to cover them, with what kind of cover, in order to be content from life, to get pleasure out of life. This is actually good for us to know why, and not advance in it naturally in terms of what will be, because we have reached a state where we already understand that the transition between development to development, the different degrees of development, it is done by labor pains, extremely hard labor pains. Where every time humanity entered wars, problems, troubles, and we can learn from history, from the past, that it is not good for us to leave it to nature to advance us naturally, because nature develops us through pressure from behind, through suffering, and then against our will. When we escape suffering, we find a way. The suffering aims us in the right direction, but this way of suffering is a very lengthy and hard path accompanied by disasters regularly. And if it's from the disasters to move from state to state in history weren't that big. So there are wars. So a few hundreds of millions of people died, like in Europe in the medieval days, and different plagues and so on. So in our times, it could be much harder, because we have such powerful means like atom bombs and so on, and also nature can pressure us so severely. We see that nature's blows, they become crueler and crueler, like we're talking about heat blows, cold blows, different things that we can't cope with. And really, humanity, maybe we'll reach a state where the new level of development, only a small part of humanity will come to it. In Europe in the medieval days, about 70% of Europe's population died. So if we're talking about these things that might happen here, okay, so a billion people will be left will be left on earth. So it's better to leave it in the hands of blind nature that advances us only through pressure. Or maybe we can see because the wise foresees the future, and maybe we can develop into a new form ourselves. This is the question. And therefore, everything depends on explanation, on education, on how to bring humanity all together into an understanding, recognition, and how do we need to advance, where to. Humanity to this day has developed an educational system, schools, kindergartens, universities. There's barely a place in the world that they're not teaching, even though a third of humanity doesn't know how to read and write, but we can reach with our explanation a large part, and it's enough. Because all the rest, they connect like they are doing now. They're not really conscious of life. They can continue this way. But at least those that we can reach, we have to reach them in our explanation, our understanding. And eventually, here there is a problem of the change of man. Because by having to organize, arrange, industry, all of our life, only toward the rational consumption, this demands of us our inner change in values, in our goals. People today are taking to the streets, they're crying, give us work. They have the power to take to the streets. They're not starving. They have the ability to organize. They want more than bread eventually. They don't really need bread. When we say that the public is starving, it's not real starvation, because if we measure today's starvation compared to the starvation of a few hundred years ago, today any poor person, he looks like someone rich. So we have to balance a person. We have to give him a new kind of attitude to his deficiencies and the fulfillment in terms of what does it mean, money, the cover, the kesef. In Hebrew, kesef comes from the word kisui, money. Kesef comes from the word kisui, cover. And this is what we'll have to build our new society on, not to don't live, limit yourself because you should limit yourself because you have no other choice. That's how it is from nature. A fifth of your salary, previous salary, should be enough for your electricity, water, and for your basic needs. No. What we have to tell a person is that we have to come down to a rational level of consumption, meaning that you will get all your basic needs if everyone else will have the same, meaning their basic needs, every nation, every country. Meaning here, we have to raise him, raise a person to the level where he becomes a part of society, of the environment, not to elevate the, not to make competition more important for him, but that in the rational way of consumption, we have to be equal. We don't have to compete each other. And this demands a new kind of education, and we will have to introduce it into human society. This is on the one hand, and on the other hand, all at once, together with it, we have to give a person fulfillment. Something that they didn't have before, a new fulfillment, the ability to develop, the ability to be in new deficiencies, in new values, and to fill them up, for him to feel himself happy. happy not in terms that he is consuming more and more things, buys new things every moment, that he's advancing in life and bought something else and else and else and new things for his family and something for the home. No, for him to see himself that by society that provides him with new values, he'll see himself all the time going and growing in life and advancing and covering for himself, that he has money to cover for all of his needs, new needs, by being in a society by which he provides for these fulfillments for himself. So we have to shift from the previous values to the new ones to discern exactly between our animalistic level that doesn't need more than we do. A beast, nonetheless. It's a sophisticated beast, but a beast. We need a home and air conditioning and food and education for the children and everything that a modern person needs for himself, obviously. We have to aspire for that, but all the surplus that we make above the rational level of consumption that we have to decide for ourselves, more or less, what is it? That is in accordance with our ability, with the whole of industry, commerce, the money today. We will aim it to a level, a rational level of life for everyone, for the nation, for and along with it to the development of the new social system, which will provide each and every person with new desires, new values, and each and every person the ability to fill them, but also through his own exertion, work of his own. He will have to work on it, because in working and providing ourselves with the rational level of life. In order to provide for your rational consumption, you need to work maybe 2 hours a day, and all the rest, he will work for achieving a cover for himself, meaning the money to cover for his needs, a fulfillment to provide for those new deficiencies that society builds, creates in him. And in these deficiencies, there is no limitation. Really, they're limitless, because we create them through social connection, through the participation of man in the society, where he gets all the deficiencies from others, as before, but in his attitude towards others, he can create the fulfillment. So both the deficiency and the fulfillments come as a result of his connection with society. Previously, he got the deficiencies from society and exerted himself in order to fulfill them. Now as well, he gets deficiencies from society and gives his exertion in order to fulfill those deficiencies. But it's a kind of a spiritual kind of deficiencies. We'll call it spiritual because it's not exactly dressed in matter, but it's directly in the desires and aspirations and yearnings of a person, his inner desires, aspirations, and so on. And we really see in human development how our deficiencies become ever more exalted, how they ever more disconnect from matter and shift to the level of Ruach, to the virtual level. Today, too, we already see that there are many deficiencies that are made by the connection, the virtual connection between us, and there, by the virtual connection, they are fulfilled. Meaning we see man's tendency is to move to the level of the Ruach, meaning that he's not exactly dressed in matter, and the truth is that we have to see the rationale about it, because eventually deficiency is deficiency, the fulfillment is fulfillment. It doesn't have to take on the form of corporeal things, materialistic things, because an internally a deficiency is something that you can't measure. It's not that you can express it in a car or house or something. It's a deficiency. And if I discover a deficiency that is not in matter, and also its fulfillment is not in matter, I reach a kind of a rapid development in all of these deficiencies and fulfillments, and I have no limitation in it. And naturally, we see with technology and everything, we rise more and more to the level of fulfillments and deficiencies this way. And even the money, even that money, we move to a more virtual form, more and more virtual covers. Therefore, if we get into it, that's not exactly the place. We really are in an opening toward a new level of the deficiencies, towards man's needs and our animalistic body needs its place, its needs, and as usual, we'll have to provide them rationally for everyone. But by that, we barely differ from each other. Each has his own taste and habits and so on. True, but eventually, the differences are small. This is what I would like to say, meaning that to sum things up, it depends on society, how it aims man now, a person now, to the new fulfillments, new deficiencies, meaning a new kind of money, a virtual deficiency, a virtual fulfillment cover, virtual money. How do you now recommend a person, a simple person, who is now in what is called, he is in stormy times, he's in a period which is called a transitional phase. And when you told about it and described it, I suddenly remembered that one of the greatest concerns as a parent, even if we look at our generation, we didn't have much. We've accumulated gradually property, money, status, and we know that the greatest concern now is towards the children. How will they even be able to preserve what we have achieved? It's impossible. Undoubtedly, that they'll undergo some kind of a process. So I think, in other words, the greatest suffering that we sense now is the fact that we're as if losing what we earlier had, and it's true with respect to everything. It will all disappear besides basic needs. Like I said, that 50 years ago, this period that we came into, that we went into depression, came such a period, and we started making self-scrutiny. What about us? What's going to happen? And, you know, many organizations about it. And everyone are frustrated on the inside, only don't know what to do about it. They're undergoing an inner process of maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do what my neighbor does. At least I'll be proud. I'll have self-respect. Myself exists this way and so on. But really, if we make a real calculation, besides, there's nothing, it's only artificial. I simply want to forget about the meaning of life, the real fulfillment. Where is the inner compensation? Where am I really satisfied, where I can really feel, this is me, and this is me filling myself, and not the desire that artificially comes to me from the environment, and then I'm running according to some foreign desire and doing something. So all of this criticism over the process that we went through in today's situation will bring us to a state where we will see how that it's disappearing from our ability to sustain a redundant or surplus commerce and industry and all these systems that existed in the past in order to make all these redundant things and destroying Earth and all these things. Our development, our obvious development, the way we've developed through history, This is what it will do with us, that we'll simply see how it disappears and no longer exists. This crisis is not a crisis, it's simply a filter that cleanses all the redundant things and moves forward only the necessary things. Whether we want it or not, it'll happen. And if we go with this knowledge and the new education, if we go toward it with the new values, meaning for higher deficiencies and fulfillments, more exalted ones, there is light ahead. We get rid of all these things because that's it. We get rid of it as from something that is already gone and there's no longer a need for it, and we won't regret it. Therefore, all the riots and the problems that we see in the world today, eventually, if we could work with all of this audience and give them this understanding simply more closely, if we can pass it on to them, then here immediately we would have reached happiness, inner happiness, that a person suddenly enters a new form, a new format, a new form of life, that he sees himself providing for his basic needs, for him, for the family, in a respectable way, and does not create unnecessary things. By doing so, he is in balance with nature and develops through the rest of the hours of the day toward the attainment of pleasures, new fulfillments. This is exactly, all of these riots are an inner demand where you don't exactly know what that is. What do you want? Eventually the cry, the inner cry is such. They don't know how to express it and they still don't understand. You have to teach them what do they really want. What yells from within them? The deficiency for the new level of life. It's like a baby that cries and wants something but doesn't exactly know what, and the mom has to know what it is and give it to him, then he'll calm down. This is a transitional phase. Okay, what characterizes the transitional phase is really a great uncertainty. That every person really still holds on to his previous habits, that's all that he has. The deficiencies are still the same deficiencies that he got from the consuming society. And okay, so he is in great problems, troubles, and what tools can we give him? Maybe we can understand him. Because we know that money has to do with plenty of topics. Throughout the years, money was connected to so many themes that it really built a kind of a structure like money and status and money and morality and money and importance, the self. A person defines himself through money. And suddenly it moves aside. No, it doesn't move aside. It changes. No, it only changes its form. Yes, the form, but at the moment it's unperceivable. No, it is. It is perceivable. If I can cover for my desire, suppose virtually where I cover my desire, it's money. I don't need to hold this money in my hand. A few hundreds of years ago, I had a sack with gold. I was walking around with a sack of gold. Afterwards, I had gold coins. Afterwards, we have exchanged it for paper money. Now it's plastic money. Credit cards. Now it's not even plastic, it's virtual. It's on the network somewhere out there and I use it. Meaning it is the ability to fill myself up with what I need. So if I can fill myself up with basic needs and I can fill myself up with human things, human fulfillments, then the money, it remains. It only takes on a new form every time. Like once it was gold powder, then coins, then paper, then plastic, and now virtual. It's the same money. Same cover, nothing disappears. We're already becoming used to this new form. Every place I stick my plastic and get what I want. Same here? Same. Only it's more elusive from a person, but he feels how much, as much as I invest into society, I get the ability to fulfill myself. It's measurable. A person that develops in this direction will get the tools to measure. I've invested into society 10 kilos of exertion. I can get in return from society the same 10 kilos of fulfillment and can fill myself up. Now I can fill myself up the same way as well. I go to society. I have a deficiency. Go to society, fulfill myself. It's the same. Only the form itself, it became more spiritual. The deficiency is more spiritual, and the fulfillment is more spiritual, but I feel it better, more convenient, because I don't need the corporeal exertion, the competition, the different things that destroy me, and the things that I'm no longer capable of using anymore today. That's it. It's over. And then we're moving into the ability of filling ourselves up, where a person, he doesn't owe anyone. He feels himself free. As much as you've invested into society, that's what you'll get. You want to be satisfied by mere corporeal, materialistic things, to be fulfilled like an animal, or only as a corporeal person for your basic needs, you'll get it. And all the rest, the deficiencies and fulfillments, as much as you're integrated, incorporated into society, start feeling that you have deficiencies. This is how you invest yourself and fill yourself up. You have an infinite ability here, only you don't harm others here. You're limitless. You don't endanger yourself. You're not really in competition with others, that if you take, the other doesn't, can't. But everyone has, because all of the inner fulfillments come as a result of our relationship in society. The more united society is, the more of a fulfillment a person has. We don't lose here. It's the same deficiency. We don't lose a single detail from it. But like you said, that the way we measure, it's not even the values. The value, it also comes from the same root. We know that there is a great difference. The value of success is great. It's tremendous. How does a person measure himself if he's successful? He measures himself through environment. But what is someone successful today? Someone who have attained, got. Today, too. There are many. Can they destroy themselves and they say that it's very hard work and they get not that great sums. I see that everyone is on strike today. So where does that come from? Because it's honor. It's the matter of profession. It's the value of society that doesn't give me this profession. This is how it's going to be with each and every person. So why not there be a society? There will be self-respect, there will be medals for everyone, People write in the newspaper in different places. Children know that I'm special, that they relate to me this way at home, meaning the fulfillments, they are in a more conspicuous way, in a sharper way inside a person. The feeling of the deficiency and the fulfillments is more internal, it's closer to the soul. Meaning that here we do not move on to something vague, unclear, abstract. It's very tangible. Because today, too, what does a rich person have as a result of having a few millions in the bank? It's merely the feeling of control. That's it. That's the feeling of control. And that he is all day long running around and busy, and he has a timetable from now, a schedule from now till the end of life. What does it give you? The sense of importance. So he will have that sense of importance and control and fulfillment. All that, it doesn't go anywhere. It remains, only it will get the form of... We're limited in form of matter, but not limited in the form of deficiencies and their fulfillment. I understand that we have a really... the process here, it's very essential for changing our perception. Not much. Just to explain that we live this way now as well, only to change the values, because there's no choice, because nature necessitates. I can no longer continue this way. I'd like to, but I can't. That's it. There's a limitation to this point, and that's that. Earth doesn't allow it. Human society has reached the end of consuming society, capitalism. That's it. So what can you do? We are in labor pains. Either we'll go through them with a good... either we have a good midwife and we'll undergo it easily, or we'll have to undergo an uneasy period in time, meaning a midwife, our method, our explanation. So, but evolution continues. So, we shouldn't resist nature, but help it, on the contrary. Through development of science, it doesn't seem as we will have the ability to better exploit nature's resources that we have that we can't touch yet. Because, meaning, like in nature, there's plenty of energy that we don't know how to use yet. We use oil and gas and so on, but there are many forces in nature that we don't know how to use yet. Suppose science will develop and we will develop the abilities to use the energy potential that's unused today. Undoubtedly. In this case, and probably it will happen because we see that technology is developing all the time, in this case, would you not want that instead of a car next to your home with, gasoline costs $3, $5 a gallon, or I don't know how much, you'll have a jet, and you'll push a button, you'll write a certain city, and in a minute you're there. Is it something that you think is negative? Because this is something that I don't get. If we'll have enough energy in a form that will not harm Earth and the future of our children, grandchildren, you're all for scientific advancement. No, I'm not against scientific advancement if it doesn't harm ecology. Then obviously that I'm not against it. And in general, in all of our development, nanotechnologies and all these things, then sure, I'm all for it. But I'm saying that man is developing, not that your toys develop for there to be a flying chair from here to the city of Kiryat Shmone, 200 miles from here. But a person feels that he develops in his desires. He feels that in all these things there's a limit to them. They don't fulfill me anymore. There is a certain kind of a burden, doldrums in human society. in human society? Why? What for? What do you think? All the response of the Islam that wants to close itself in and protect itself, keep itself in, it's as a result of understanding the lack of values in the capitalistic modern society. What values are there? Children leave the home. Children destroying themselves. Girls become prostitutes. Boys into I don't know what. That they consuming drugs, or everyone's divorcing, or separating. What? What is there to show you from modern society? They aren't developing in a good direction. We see that nature is developing qualitatively, not only quantitatively. So every chair will be a flying chair, great. But that's not what a person wants. He wants a more qualitative fulfillment, more inner fulfillment. We're developing from the still to the vegetative to the animate to the speaking. We're developing in quality, and therefore it will not help me that I will have more toys all around with different tricks. It won't help. So, okay, I'll have free energy. We'll clean earth. Man will have, will need new fulfillments, new money. Won't cover himself with the old money, with the old fulfillments. I don't understand. What do you mean? If humanity for 50 years now is plunging into depression, if we're divorcing and don't want children, and we see that in the countries, in the developed countries, there is a crisis, a psychological crisis, a social crisis, a human crisis. It's not that life is better there. You're saying the more we develop technologically, the better off we are. Where is that? Where do you see that? I don't see that a person is becoming more satisfied. I look at people in the middle of Manhattan. I see no happy face. Everyone's like this, holding their bag for someone not to, you know, snatch it, and for no one to open fire suddenly on others, and so on. I don't see that society is developing in a good direction. Therefore, technology that you were talking about, it doesn't bring any happiness. The desires in a person, for in the meantime, are developing in a more qualitative direction. They demand both the desires and other fulfillments from a different level. In nature, there's a plan. We see a plan, how it leads us through all of the levels of development of the still, vegetative, animate to the speaking. You don't take it into consideration. You're saying, well, give a person a few more games at home and he'll be better off. I don't see that he'll be better off. What's missing in Europe? But you see that they're the most destroyed society in the world. 50% in depression, 50% are getting divorced, don't want children, and so on. But what are they saying? We are developed. How are you developed? You're the most... failed. Where does the whole crisis come from? From Europe, from America. Show me, where are you developing if in America cities close down? A city. A city is in bankruptcy. Where? Where is it developing? Where do you see their happy people? You can buy a house today for $10,000. Because people were thrown out of there. People that were living there and can't pay, and they want to work and pay, but they're not given the possibility to do so. That's a modern society. You see that something came to an end. And it won't help you dreaming about a technological development, even if you bring all the technology in the world. There's something here that stops working in humanity's inner engine. This time we'll end on this minor tone. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you, everyone. We'll be here with you next time. Let's think about this. All the best.